RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you the news, commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. Then we will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Malaysia, the biggest investor in North Sumatra. Mr. Darmin affirmed great crisis leads to economic slowdown. Now the news in detail. Malaysia was listed as the biggest foreign investor in North Sumatra province in the second quarter of 2015 with a total investment 1,822.27 trillion rupiah. Chief of the North Sumatra Provincial Investment and Promotion Board, Purnama Dewi, said in Medan on Wednesday that foreign investment projects are mostly located in Medan City and the Liserdan and Simalungun district. Most of the foreign and domestic investment in North Sumatra was concentrated in the chemical industry, transportation, warehousing, and communication sectors. According to Purnama Dewi, admittedly, foreign investment in North Sumatra continues to increase. Indonesian Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution said the economy has started slowing down since the Greek crisis in 2011 that has caused export of natural resources deteriorated rapidly. According to Minister Darmin, the impact increased further when China was experiencing economic slowdown. The new government is trying to respond by inviting investment and accelerating state budget realization. Unfortunately, Minister Darmin added that at the same time, the Fed has considered to raise interest rate. There is a term called flight to quality where dispersed funds begin to return. He also pointed out that it leads to the economic slowdown and causes exchange rate to fluctuate. The Chief of Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, has inaugurated three new deputies on Tuesday, October 15. KPK spokesperson Yuyu Andriati Iskat said that they are prevention deputy, impersonment deputy, international civil and public complaints deputy. Yuyu also said that the enforcement deputy will be held by Inspector General of Police Heru Winarko, prevention deputy by Pahala Nainggolan, and internal surveillance and public complaints by Ranu Miharja. The previous deputies were returned to their original institutions. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Islamic Prosperous Justice Party, PKS, said it would go along with the government in stopping move to weaken the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK. A draft law to revise the KPK law has been proposed by a number of lawmakers led by the ruling Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, PDIP. The draft law calls for stripping KPK of much of its power in the fight against the rampant corruption in the country. PKS has, from the beginning, been against the weakening KPK, although one of his former presidents had been arrested by the agency and finally imprisoned for corruption. ASEANU leader of PKS, Hidayat Nur Wahid, said in Kendari on Wednesday night that PKS would not take part in the proposing the draft law. Revision of KPK law has no urgency at present, yet the President Joko Widodo has rejected such move earlier. Raw oil pipelines owned by joint operating body Pertamina Petrochina East Japa leaks in the coast of Karang Agung Village, Palan Sub District, Tuban on Wednesday evening. This was the second time a similar leak occurred on the 10-inch diameter pipeline that occurred 800 meters away from the Karang Agung Tuban shore on Thursday. The leak was confirmed by Indonesian Fisherman Community of Tuban District Branch Secretary Musli, saying that he received a report from fishermen who happens to be in the surrounding waters of Karang Agung, Tuban. He believes that the oil leak could possibly occur at two underwater pipe points. He also feared that the oil leak has spread in the waters of Karang Agung and its surroundings. During the time of the incident, fishermen had finished their activities and were on their way home. The leak continues to spread in the vicinity of the beach. The last item, the final run of President Cup 2015 tournament, which will be followed by Persib Bandung and Sriwijaya FC clubs, will take place in Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium in Jakarta on Sunday. CEO of Mahaka, Hasni Abdul Ghani, who organized the President Cup, told the press in Jakarta on Wednesday that Persib and Sriwijaya FC advanced to the final. With regard to the security situation during the match, Abdul Ghani believed that Boboto or supporters of Persib will not create any disturbances. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled The Essence of State Defense. Listener, every citizen is obliged to defend his or her country. In Indonesia, a discourse of defending the country re-emerged and proposed by Minister of Defense Ria Mizar Ryakudu after being a keynote speaker at a national seminar of the 25th anniversary of Taruna Nusantara High School in Magelang, Sulawesi Java, last Wednesday. Indonesian Ministry of Defense plans to train 100 million people. Indonesian Ministry of Defense plans to train 100 million people of Indonesia for the state defense program. According to the minister, the existence of state defense cadres is very important and urgent because he considers that the national awareness among the public has begun to fade. The proposal of defending the country has pros and cons from many backgrounds, ranging from President Joko Widodo, Vice President Yusuf Kala, a number of ministers, observers, and parliament members. What is exactly the essence of defending the country? Are Indonesian citizens with 18 years old and above compulsory to join in conscription? Or should they oblige to attend a training, as in the New Order era, to further instill a sense of nationalism and patriotism? Regardless of pros and cons of defending the country, all Indonesian citizens should take part in defending the country. Defending the country here is not meant that they have to be ready to take part in a physical war, but as a true citizen, they have to be ready to defend the country from the negative influence of foreign values and ideologies. What is in need now is to improve patriotism, which lately has begun to fade among Indonesian people, especially the younger generations. The lack of patriotism is caused with the influence of foreign culture and ideology, including terrorism, due to the rapid advancement of communication technology. As a global citizen, the people of Indonesia cannot be separated from the influence and the evolving situation in the world nowadays. Therefore, Indonesia needs a solid stronghold, especially among the younger generations, to love their nation and country and be proud as Indonesian citizens. Indonesia is not a country like South Korea that is often in conflict against its neighboring country, North Korea, or Taiwan against People's Republic of China. Indonesia is a peaceful country and has natural and cultural resources that are not owned by other countries. Many great efforts can be done to defend the country, including through accomplishing impressive achievement in the fields of sports, science, and technology, as well as culture. In addition, the state defense can also be done by using domestic products and introducing Indonesian tourism to foreign countries. These are expected to enhance the positive image of Indonesia in the eyes of the world and make Indonesia as a dignified country. So, it is not only because of its military strength, but also because of the strength of the people in various fields. That is the true essence of defending the country. And listener, that's commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on October the 15th, 1998, when the National Commission on Violence Against Women of Indonesia was established. Listener, the National Commission on Violence Against Women, or the National Commission for Women, is an independent state institution in Indonesia which was established as a national mechanism to eliminate violence against women. The National Commission for Women was established on October 15, 1998 by Presidential Decree No. 181, year 1998, and updated by Presidential Decree No. 65 and 66 in 2005. The National Commission for Women was born of the demands of civil society, particularly responding to and addressing the issue of violence against women. The suit terms from the tragedy of sexual violence experienced mainly by ethnic Chinese women during the riots in May 1998 in various major cities in Indonesia. And the next event was in 2003 when Shenzhou 5 was launched. Shenzhou 5 was the first human space flight mission of the Chinese space program, launched on October 15, 2003. The Shenzhou spacecraft was launched on a Long March 2F launch vehicle. There had been four previous flights of unmanned Shenzhou missions since 1999. China became the third country in the world to have independent human space flight capability after the Soviet Union, or later Russia, and the United States. And the last event was in 2008 when Global Handwashing Day was launched. Global Handwashing Day, or GHD, is a campaign to motivate and mobilize people around the world to improve their handwashing habits by washing their hands with soap at critical moments throughout each day. It takes place on October 15 of each year. The campaign is dedicated to raising awareness of hand washing with soap as a key approach to disease prevention. Global Hand Washing Day was created at the annual World Water Week 2008, which was held in Stockholm from August 17 to 23rd and initiated by the Public-Private Partnership for Hand Washing, or PPPHW. The first Global Hand Washing Day took place on October 15, 2008, the date appointed by the UN General Assembly in accordance with year 2008 as the International Year of Sanitation. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with today's focus entitled Indonesia is Optimistic in Facing ASEAN Economic Community AEC 2015 through Work Competency Standard. Listener, ASEAN Economic Community AEC 2015 is approaching. ASEAN countries still improve themselves to face all kinds of challenges in the AEC. Indonesian Minister of Manpower M. Hanif Dakiri is optimistic that Indonesia will be able to compete optimally with other ASEAN countries. With Indonesia's potential and capability of its human resources, according to Minister Hanif, Indonesia is ready to enter the ASEAN Economic Community AEC for more prosperous Indonesia. Indonesia has very large resource potential of human and natural resources which enable the country to be able to compete with other countries. To face the ASEAN Economic Community, currently the Indonesian government has set 12 priority sectors, namely tourism, health, logistics, aviation, communication and informatics, agriculture, wood, rubber, automotive, textile or garment, electronic and fisheries. On the other hand, to support preparation in facing the ASEAN Economic Community, the Indonesian government has prepared several strategies to prepare for labor policy, namely through the acceleration of the implementation of National Working Competency Standards, or SKNNI, and the Indonesian National Qualifications Framework, or KKNI, in all sectors. Minister Hanif said until August 2015, the ministry has redefined 482 National Working Competency Standards SKKNI for all sectors. The government also continues to encourage each sector to immediately undertake the preparation of labor competency standards and competence standard map in respective professions. On the other hand, other policy strategies taken is accelerating the application of labor competency certification for Indonesian workers, which are recognized nationally and internationally. Meanwhile, an economic observer of Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Teddy Lesmana, when interviewed by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, said the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, in 2015 will give a positive signal for Indonesia to improve the economy of the country. However, according to Teddy, these opportunities will not be obtained if Indonesia does not have the superior capability in its human resources to compete with other ASEAN countries.
Harusnya bisa memberikan peluang bagi Indonesia ya, karena
the ASEAN Economic Community should be able to provide an opportunity for Indonesia as the agreement on free movement of goods and services and people among ASEAN countries can facilitate the economic activity and also can give benefits to Indonesia. Of course, on the condition that we also have the ability to compete with them. Teddy further admitted that most of Indonesia's human resources is still far from qualification that is expected to compete with other countries in the region. But Indonesia must be optimistic that it is able to compete with other ASEAN countries. According to him, these challenges must be responded immediately by undertaking concrete efforts to improve the quality of human resources in the next 2 months. And listener, that was Focus.
Listener, welcome to headline of some national newspapers published on Thursday, October 15, 2015, in Jakarta. Kompas, in its headline, writes about the haze victim increase. One more victim died because of smoke in Sumatra. Darren Saputra Tambunan, an 18-month infant, died on Tuesday, October 13, after suffering from shortness of breath. He became the first victim who died at Palembang in the last 9 days. Although not directly triggered by the smoke, the family believes children's disease was aggravated by the smoke mixed with fine particles of ash. Over the past 2 weeks, the air quality in Palembang fluctuated from unsanitary conditions and dangerous. Since the beginning of this week, the assistance of the Ministry of Health medical team has arrived in South Sumatra. In the past week, the air was much better in Riau. However, the provincial government has not stopped the emergency stages of smoke. Media Indonesia writes about Aceh Singkil case tarnishes the diversity. Diversity is an integral part of the country's existence. Hence, it is regrettable if the spirit of diversity was tarnished by an incident that is based on a lack of tolerance. Vice President Yusuf J.K. Kala said, "To maintain the diversity, tolerance and mutual respect cannot be negotiated, must be the spirit of the Indonesian people." J.K. suggested it was related to an incident that occurred in Aceh Singkil, Aceh. It was reported hundreds of people came and set fire to a church in the village of Sukamakmur, Gunung Meriah, Tuesday, 13 of October. One person was reported killed and several others injured. Business Indonesia in its headline writes about industrial sector should be rearranged. Today, Indonesian government plans to re-release a package of economic policy. One of them touched on unemployment and wages. Employers expected that the policy to create a more conducive industrial relations. Coordinating Minister for Economy, Darmin Nasution, said the formulation of minimum wage of workers become one part of the latest policy. The formulations will refer to the economic growth and inflation annually. Chairman of Home Business Development, the Indonesian Footwear Association, Marga Singhi, expected to the government to release a policy in the employment sector which is more pro-business without harming the workers so that industrial relations is getting more conducive. That was headline of newspapers published today in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Malaysia was listed as the biggest foreign investor in North Sumatra province in the second quarter of 2015 with a total investment 1,827 trillion rupiah. Chief of the North Sumatra Provincial Investment Information Board, Purnama Dewi, said in Medan on Wednesday that foreign investment projects are mostly located in Medan City and Deli Serdang and Simalungun districts. Indonesian Coordinating Economic Minister Darmin Nasution said the economy has started slowing down since the Greek crisis in 2011 that has caused export of natural resources deteriorated rapidly. The chief of the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, has inaugurated three new deputies on Tuesday, October 15. KPK spokesperson Yuyu Andriati Iskat said that they are Prevention Deputy, Enforcement Deputy, Internal Surveillance and Public Complaints Deputy. Yayu also said that the Enforcement Deputy will be held by Inspector General of Police Heru Winarko, Prevention Deputy by Pahala Nainggolan, and Internal Surveillance and Public Complaints by Ranu Miharja. The Islamic Prosperous Justice Party, PEKIA, said it would go along with the government in stopping move to weaken the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK. A draft law to revise the KPK law has been proposed by a number of lawmakers led by the ruling Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, PDIP. Raw oil pipelines owned by joint operating body Pertamina Petrochina East Japa leaks in the course of Karan Agung Village, Palan Sub-District Tuban on Wednesday evening, October 14. This was the second time a similar leak occurred on the 10-inch diameter pipeline that occurred 800 meters away from Karan Agung Tuban shore on Thursday. The final round of President Cup 2015 tournament will be followed by Persib Bandung and Sriwijaya FC that will take place in Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium in Jakarta on Sunday, 18 October. CEO of Mahaka, Hassani Abdul Ghani, who organized the President Cup, told the press in Jakarta on Wednesday that the first time Sriwijaya FC advanced to the final. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still listening to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listeners, now here are our next programs, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, special food, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Aceh Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Lok Sumawe is a town in Aceh province. The city is located exactly in the middle of East Lane of Sumatra. The city is located between Banda Aceh and Medan, so it become a vital way of distribution and trade in Aceh. Besides become a vital way, the city also become one of the marine tourism destination in Aceh. Directly adjacent to the north to the Strait of Malacca, no wonder Lok Sumawe was awarded by a row of beautiful beaches and islands. One of them is Semadu Island. Semadu Island is one of the attractions in the town of Lok Sumawe, which is much visited by tourists. Formerly the place called Rancong Beach, but now it is better known as the Semadu Island, given the name Semadu because once the area was a residence of her husband and his second wife. Once there was a man named Pak Jali who have two wives. Pak Jali built a stall near Rancong Beach, and it was the first stall and the only one there. The stall named Semadu. Since that time, local residents began to call the island as Semadu Island. Semadu Island is located in Muara Satu sub-district, Lok Sumawe. The distance between Semadu Island from downtown Lok Sumawe is approximately 12 kilometers. There is no public transportation to the island, so you are advised to hire a 2 or 4-wheel vehicles. To reach this island, you can take the road toward the Banda Aceh Medan Road. Then, after finding residential gateway Piti Arun, you have to turn left. After approximately 100 meters, you will see the words "Welcome to the Island of Semadu," with an inscription, "Here applies Islamic law. Open at 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday open at 2 p.m. Next, to enter the Semadu Island, you have to cross a small bridge. Then pay the entrance ticket of 2,000 rupiah per person. Listener, after crossing a small bridge, white sand and blue sea water will instantly welcome the visitors. Dozens of cottage resting place seemed lined up neatly. Playing sand and swimming in calm water will surely be a very exciting activities. If you want to swim and took swimming equipments, the tube is already available here. Here you can also sit back while fishing. In addition, the island also has a fairly complete facilities such as restaurants, karaoke facilities for those who like to sing, as well as a dark boat that you can rent to get around the island. Have a nice holiday in Semadu Island, Lok Sumawe, Nanggro, Aceh Darussalam. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topics Semadu Island. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Mr. Lenny.
Mr. Lenny on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Miss Leni from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we present you the Animal Rights Day. Animal rights, or also known as animal freedom, is the basic rights of animals that should be considered equal to human rights. Although there are many kinds of approaches, everyone agrees that animals should be viewed as non-human people and moral community members. They are not used for food, clothes, research subjects, or entertainment subjects. Animal Rights Day is commemorated on October 15th every year. At a glance, it sounds unique, especially in Indonesia, which is not really concerned about animal rights. One of the important things in animal rights is the welfare of animals. The World Organization for Animal Health started initiating the standard of animal welfare in 2001, and it was officially introduced to member countries in 2004. In the same year, the World Organization for Animal Health held international conference, which aims to raise the awareness of member countries and explain about initiative of the organization in setting the standard. In Indonesia, according to the mandate of Law No. 16, year 2009, animals' welfare is all matters related to physical and mental condition of animals based on the natural behavior of animals that need to be applied and enforced to protect animals from people's improper treatment. The principle is proper, natural and controlled animals' treatment or protection of animals from humans' improper treatment. Listener, don't you realize that actually you do not live alone in this world? There are other living creatures that have rights to live properly and peacefully, including animals. Human is indeed a perfect creature and leader on Earth. So, it is appropriate if we as human maintain and protect animal as God's creature. Listener, that ends today's miscellany on Animal Rights Day. I'm Harnita. Thanks for listening.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listeners. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a special program which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Sneakers and the Chicken Fighters Band, or SATCF Band. Starting from a friendship between Aditya and Jeffrey and their fondness toward punk music genre that support them to form a band in 1999, namely Sneakers. They both invite someone to fill the drummer. However, this position often change alternately. In 2002, they added the band's personnel, namely Cahaya, the guitarist, and Jaka, the drummer, who are solid until now. Well, listeners, let's listen to the song entitled Salah by SATCF band. Happy listening.
Kau katakan salah, jika kau merasa terlampau bicara. Ku tak mampu melawan, hancur dan tertindas perlahan. Lagi mencoba untuk bertahan, berpura-pura ku tak bisa.
The rise of hip metal genre in the city of Malang at that time did not dampen the spirit of the four young men to carry the punk music. For Sneakers Band, punk music is the resistance of young people against the government's policies, but the music become cultural art that can be accepted by everyone. The Sneakers Band affected to the melodic punk bands like Goldfinger, Not Available, Propaganda, Sum 41. In addition, other musical elements, such as ska, also affects the character of the band. They run their career from stage to other stages in various events held by communities in Malang. The name of the band actually did not have any meaning. However, because of the similarity to a band name of food, Aditya then immediately adds the name of the band with the words and the chicken fighters behind the word sneakers. He said it's a good name if shortened to SATCF, inspired from SNFU band. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Hilang. Happy listening.
We'll be right back. berharap waktu cepat putar kembali.
At the end of 2011, SATCF band finally released their first album, and during that time, SATCF has prepared some songs but no label was willing to release them. Do not just want to stop to work. SATCF also looked for its own existence by contributing to the compilation and performed in various cities. They did it to find a producer and someone to hold the band as well as to promote them. They followed the greatest achievement during their career in between skate and punk compilations, whereas a lot of bands from around the world gathered here. For SATCF, it has a certain satisfaction by releasing the album they desired long ago. However, they must achieve many things for the future. Well, listeners, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Generasi Tak Berbudaya and Heroes. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Bye.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Don't you know my name? You're trying not to listen, pretending like there's nothing going on. Things were not the
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
bersatukan kita. Inilah jalan yang terbaik.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program. or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.